Thoughts on Luke. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. The meeting, and what a meeting it was. A most remarkable meeting. Here are two women. They're related. One is old and is married, but is barren. The other, the young one, is unmarried. But the thing they have in common is that these two women who are related are both now pregnant. It's a staggering meeting. It's a remarkable meeting. 50 or 60 years separate the two. But here, they're both expecting. Both expecting a child. John the Baptist in one woman and the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be in the in Mary. Now, where do they meet? Here is John the Baptist's mother and Christ's mother meeting. I called this the watershed of the ages in the series I preached on this passage, on these two chapters. Where are they meeting? In a palace? No. In an obscure hill village. In some small room, no doubt, in this obscure hill village in Palestine. These two women meet. These two fetuses meet, too. That's a remarkable thing. The women greet each other. And if you read the passage, you can almost say the two fetuses greet each other. The Holy Spirit is there. John the Baptist is leading to Christ. Christ, of course, is the superior. It's spelled out to him, spelled out here in this passage. And Elizabeth meets Mary. Elizabeth's child meets Mary's child. And, well, they're yet in the bodies of their mothers. Christ the Lord is here, verse 43, in the sense that he's present in Mary's womb. And the whole atmosphere of one of joy and rejoicing in the faith. I get this from verse 44 and verse 45. And it's all by the Spirit of God, verse 41. There's a sense of privilege here, 43. There's greeting here, verse 40. Put those things together. Joy. Rejoicing in faith. By the power of the Spirit. The sense of privilege. The sense of greeting each other. Are these the marks of believers today? In certain circles, it's very dry and formal. It's very barren. It's very empty. It's very just routine. There's no sense of the joy and the rejoicing in the power of the Spirit, in the rejoicing in the sense of privilege and so on. There's a certain social ambience, but spiritually speaking, in certain circles, it's dry and formal. Others, it seems to be like bedlam, like St. Vitus dance everywhere. It just seems to be so carnal and fleshly. We need to recover these marks of this gathering here. These two women, not huge, not 2,000 or 3,000 women, but two women, separated by a tremendous gap in age, but they have these matters in common. But what they see here is a spiritual gathering. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, Christ will say. Yes. And would it be that we'd always have this sense of joy and rejoicing in the faith and all by the Spirit, greeting each other with a sense of privilege and all with Christ at the very center of it? May it be so. May it be so. Nothing else will do.